So if we had, if we say we should be detached from the results, but if in a situation where people are very competitive and they can be nasty and speak bad things about us, so should we stay detached even in that situation? How should we act in that situation? See, the basic principle of a devotee's life is, as far as our actions are concerned, Gurukulya Sankalpa, Gurukulya Sarvajna. What is favorable, accepted, what is unfavorable, rejected. So first I talk from a devotional perspective, within a devotee setting, and I talk from a social perspective also. See, Srila Prabhupada was preaching for almost 40 years in India. And not many people were becoming serious devotees. They were coming to him and hearing his classes, but it was more of a part of the of general pious culture of India. They were not interested in dedicating their life or transforming their lives. And a few people were coming here and there. So now, Srila Prabhupada would have thought, oh, not many people are coming. And the fact that not many people are coming, that will keep me humble. And so therefore, let me continue like this. No, what did Prabhupada do? Prabhupada went to him, he attracted people. And then when he came back, there were thousands of people. So it is not that being among people who are negligent of us or people who are disrespectful of us, that is not necessarily a virtue. So we have to focus on what we are going to do, what is our purpose, whether it be spiritual life or the material life. And we have to select our association, or at least focus within that association on those people who help us in our purpose. Even in devotee circle, if someone is constantly discouraging us, constantly speaking bad about us, then we can respect them from a distance and we can associate with other devotees who are inspiring us and encouraging us. And here, it's not a matter of detachment or attachment. Here, it's a matter of what is favorable for our body. So, if somebody is constantly disparaging and discouraging us, then that is not going to be favorable for our body. We have to have enthusiasm. And enthusiasm comes when we are appreciated, we are valued, we are encouraged. At least we are accepted, if not all those things. If you're not feeling that, then we have to put aside. And the same symbol applies in our material life also. In our material life, if we have a social circle where people are negative about us, then whatever is required, either we clarify and correct those situations, clarify and correct those misconceptions, or we keep a distance from them. So we shouldn't make any utopian idea of any virtue, say humility, tolerance. We should not make any utopian notion of that ideal as an interrupter in a practical action. If, say, I am sitting on the seat and say there's a burning coal over here under me. So it is now, if I start thinking, oh, you know, by tolerating that coal, I can practice Tam Siddhisha Sohartha. Well, maybe I can do that, but I have other things to do in my life. So it's not that. So if some situation can be changed, or basically when we have a negative situation in our life, there are basically three alternatives that we have. Either we change the situation, or we walk away from the situation, or we tolerate the situation. Now, which will work out in what situation, which will be the best course of action in what circumstance, that will vary according to every circumstance. So in our particular situation, what we should do, we shouldn't make necessarily only one thing as a virtue. Is tolerance a virtue? Yes, it is a virtue. Because sometimes our tendency is every small problem, we want to change things. We want to change everything. So, tolerance is required. But is tolerance the only virtue? Now, sometimes every relationship that we may have, there may be some problems in that. If you feel, oh, because of this, I give up this relationship, then we will not be able to have any relationship. But there are situations where things become abusive, things become manipulative, and then there is no need for that. There being tolerant is actually, we are just hurting ourselves by that. We are not necessarily growing by that in any way. So, creating a distance in that situation, that is perfectly okay. In fact, that can be the best thing to do for us. So, we focus on our purpose, whether it is our spiritual life or in our material life, and we make decisions based on what will best serve that purpose. And usually, for responding to others, If people are troubling us or some situation are troubling us, knee-jerk reactions are not helpful. So if somebody speaks harshly, we can just maybe withdraw from that situation instead of just countering or fighting. But then afterwards, go back and learn. And those people, sometimes people just come from a different background, they can't understand what we do. And if we explain, they understand. But after that also they keep changing that. Keep doing the same thing, they're not ready to change. And we can make whatever adjustments are so that there is some buffer between us and them. They may speak some things and we clarify. At least those people who want to hear, they will hear and they will accept. Sometimes it may just be that it's our destiny that we are around those people and then we have to tolerate those, that backbiting or that gossip. But we shouldn't make tolerance into the supreme virtue. If tolerance was the supreme virtue, then the Pandavas did not have to fight any war against the Kauravas. Their tolerance was that they tolerated. They did not take to war as the first course of action. They tolerated so much. But eventually when they saw that the Kauravas are incorrigible and they are just not going to change, then they had to take another course of action. So similarly, we definitely need tolerance, but at the same time, we also have to focus primarily on our purpose. And tolerance should aid us in our purpose. Or if it doesn't aid our purpose, then other courses of action can be adopted so that we can move forward. Does it address your question?